Alpha Charlie 4 Queen, Alpha Charlie 4 Queen. Here is N4IQ and for Italy, Quebec. Over.
Biophysics. He's got a couple PhDs. It's in the chemistry and bio aspects of stuff. Biochemistry, I should say. So, he's interested in all sorts of stuff. So, I had a good conversation with him last night. He's got lots of good books. He reads a lot. So, we got one on kind of on evolution and how they found the different steps and how people, who discovered what and when and how and so on and so forth. I'm going to read that. That should be interesting.
That'll be very interesting. Sounds like he has a good library. I just finished my Tom Clancy book. Starting on another one here. And that shows you my intellectual level.
Well, I'm going to be very good, very high if I run out of gas. I got to get some gas way home. The little gas tank flashing at me.
That's not good. That's not like a nice conversation. Does he spend a lot of time in his office area? Does he have a hobby room or anything? I mean, I live down here essentially. does he have anything like that?
Oh yeah, he has. It's upstairs now since we moved in. It's really better getting away from the dogs and the kids and all the noise downstairs. Really better than it was. And we don't have to go up and down those stairs. So it's so. Yeah, he works from the house now pretty much because of COVID. He's pretty much a phone and Zoomer and teleconference thing stuff upstairs. Yep. It's a bioproducts company. The one I didn't really recognize. Sort of like an intermediate product.
All right, well, that's interesting. Today is Monday, so I'm going to try to start getting back on some of my routines that I was doing about 4 or 5 months ago. But I stopped doing because I wanted to do some of the stuff I've been doing here on the equipment. Got a lot of that done. I'm looking for a location to put my 20/10 super loop up around 50 to 60 feet. If I get that up high, I think that would prove those bands. 10 is going to start opening up here eventually, so I want to get it up really high, and the 20 probably in particular, the 20 meter in it, it acts like a delta loop. So I'd like to get up really high and see how well it does over to Europe, get it where it's pointed. It'd be easy to support because right now it's just supported by one pulley, but it's low. I want to change the location and get it up really high as I can get it. It's already made, ready to go, and it works good. If I can get it up around 50, 60 feet, I think it'd work a lot better during openings to Europe. And plus, it'll give me on 20, and then it'll give me also 10 meters, and that's got some gain to it.
Just about ready to finish my bagel. Well, the next time that I'm up in Pageland land, I think I bring back my 2000 and
I gotta remember if I, I think I got my, Outbacker in my metal tripod there somewhere. I'll see if I can maybe set it up there somewhere a little bit so I can operate a little bit. Because we're going to be staying here longer than what we originally planned. It's kind of reversed. So, so I can maybe try to maybe talk to you all there on the net. I don't know how much I am, but if I had a small amp, I probably could put it on the floor down there and run it with a small amp. But I got my big amp, but that thing's so heavy to move. Whoa. Oh, that thing is heavy. I don't know exactly where I put it. I'll think about it.
Back in the tripod, you know, I've got mine over here sitting in the garage. You can borrow it. And, you know, you can borrow that. That gets you on some coax. And, get you on here. All you need is a little power supply. And, basically, anything except for the amplifier, I mean, and your radio. Well, actually, I got this TS50 Go Box. It works good. It's 100 watts. I mean, it's just sitting over here. It's got power supply, everything set up in it. You can borrow that if you want. Plus the Outback.
Put this thing in park and then roll down the hill. That would be very nice. Yeah, smaller bed. That's why I have a small table that's in the bedroom. Trying to think of a good place to. Set it up. You know, the garage is pretty well packed. I have to think where I want to put it. I might take it if I can't find my Outback up there. I think I took it up there. So I just bring that sucker back. If not, I might just take you up on it. Get the 2000 out of the closet. I got the 2007 46 in the closet too. It had this small little power supply made for you, just a little companion power supply. It works pretty good. I need to get the tuner though. That goes the one I got for it. I'm not sure if I put it in there or not. I just have to check. So anyway, I better get in. 24 miles to empty. I guess that's a good enough hint. Anyway, I'll catch you later. You have a good day. AC4QO.
You know, small 300 watt tuner. Mom used to have it. I think you're familiar with it. It's got a little antenna switch. I think it was Tokyo High Power. But, you know, you want to borrow some of that stuff. I've got a lot of that stuff just sitting around here. All right.
kitchen, N4IQ.
You see what I got, but my boss on that stuff palm down here. AC42 clear.